Welcome to Prairie Craft Almanac, a podcast exploring craft, nature, and simple living. From discussions on sewing and knitting to sharing valuable resources to just chatting about what's going on in the studio or out in the garden, this is where I like to talk about all things creative. I'm your host, Leanne, and today we're keeping it cozy with a little bit of knitting, some self-care, and a bit of nostalgia, perhaps, so stay tuned. It is December somehow. I'm honestly shocked that it is. It seems to me like just yesterday was September, and the warm temperatures aren't really helping that fact. Of course, I'm not complaining because winter is not exactly my favorite season, but I do still try to find ways to enjoy it. If I'm honest, one of my favorite ways to enjoy winter is by hunkering down under a couple blankets with a hot drink and a good book, or my sketchbook, or one of my favorite YouTube channels, or just some stitching. I know this has been said so many times, but it is okay to rest, really. And when we look at the rest of nature, we see that winter is the season for rest. We push ourselves so hard sometimes, which is understandable. We want to get things done. We want to take care of our family. We want to make sure we're financially secure or whatever it may be. There are a ton of different reasons that are totally valid, but it's important to remember that an essential part of our well-being, an essential key to a healthy life, is rest, not just physical, but mental too. So if you feel like you need permission to take a break, here it is. You may rest. Winter can be especially taxing on your mental and physical health, so be extra mindful of self-care this season. Stay hydrated, remember to move, whether it's through dance, yoga, some basic stretching, or whatever your preferred method of exercise is, and breathe. Truly, it is amazing what a couple of deep breaths can do for you. A great way to implement breathing and moving is to get outside. Ironically, when I'm not trying to burrow under a pile of blankets, my other favorite method of enjoying winter is spending time outdoors. Even though I don't like being cold, I do enjoy being able to bundle up and go out in it. Of course, it is easy to do this when I know I can come back to a hot shower and a warm home. And being mindful of the blessings I have is another one of my favorite self-care tips. Being outside, even if it's cold and gray, really has a way of clearing my mind. Somehow, just by being in touch with the rest of nature, it feels like things are really put into perspective. And if you really look around, you'll see signs of life even in the dead of winter. In my area of Kansas, anyway, you can still find a dandelion or two in bloom, along with lots of other tiny little plants, birds, insects. Even the stark trees against a glowing winter sunset are alive with a certain force that seems to be most prominent in the coldest months. And there's something so comforting about the honking of geese flying high overhead. I've found that personally, one of the best cures for winter blues is to get out in nature. Come January, I sometimes find that perhaps weeks have passed without me having spent any real quality time outside, even though I do love it. But when I do make that conscious effort just to get out, I find it is exactly what I needed. As I'm perusing books and Pinterest on this almost winter day, an idea keeps occurring to me, and that is, shawls really deserve to make a comeback. Well, maybe they don't deserve a comeback per se. I don't think great things necessarily need to be, or honestly even should be, validated by mainstream fashion, but I feel like more people would benefit from embracing this arguably antiquated accessory. But still, there are so many reasons to love a good shawl. First of all, they keep your neck and shoulders warm, which goes a long ways toward keeping the rest of you warm. They can be used like scarves, tied up in numerous fashions over your head, and they can also come in handy as impromptu aprons. They are also a lot of fun to make. I really don't know why I haven't knit more shawls, because I do love them. Probably my favorite way to knit a shawl is in a half circle fashion, starting from the center top. Personally, I feel like this type of construction really gives a lot of freedom as far as designing it as I go. The same could probably also be said of a triangular shawl started from the top, but I really love how with a more circular or half circle shawl, the increases that make the shawl spread out into a shawl are more evenly spaced. It might seem daunting to a beginning knitter, but the basic construction of a shawl is quite simple, actually. One knitting book I really love is Knitter's Almanac by Elizabeth Zimmerman. The interesting thing about that is that I really haven't knit anything exactly from it, aside from using her shawl formula. I think I may have mentioned this in another episode or somewhere, but when I first became acquainted with Zimmerman's writing, I didn't really care for it, and this was because I think I was trying to follow a pattern and simply wanted to knit the pattern. But if you're familiar with this knit legend's work, you know what I mean when I say she isn't exactly straightforward all the time. Her patterns aren't written in a way that patterns generally are today. But thankfully for me, I've really come to enjoy the personality she infuses in all her writing, whether it's a pattern or prose. Though I still can't say I've ever knit one of her patterns. That being said, I still love reading her work. Even if her genius is a little bit above my head, she does have a ton of incredibly practical advice. And as I said, Knitter's Almanac contains a formula for making circular shawls. If you know when to increase, you can easily add different patterns and textures and create anything from a very utilitarian garter stitch shawl to the most delicate and airy of lacy confections. Right now, though, I really want to work on a basic, cozy, thick garter stitch shawl. Part of my inspiration comes from flipping through another much cherished book called The Private World of Tasha Tudor by Tasha Tudor and Richard Brown. I should also warn you, if you are interested in this book, you might have a hard time finding a copy. You'll probably have to purchase a used copy, and it might be a little bit of money. I bought my copy new a few years ago, but have sadly found since then that it's no longer available. But anyway, if you do get your hands on it, page 89 holds one of my favorite photos in which Tasha is looking off away from the camera, holding a bundle of sticks, donning her usual 1800s dress and apron, and wrapped around her shoulders is a most humble and unassuming garter stitch shawl, and it is just perfect. So I might have to whip out some nice worsted wool and begin one of these rustic beauties. I feel like some worsted Peace fleece yarn or maybe some Brooklyn tweed shelter would be just perfect for this. However, also being on a budget and currently striving to buy less stuff right now, I might have to just look into my already too large collection of yarn and see what I can come up with. I think I might as well also knit myself a bonnet while I'm at it, because along with the shawl, I think the bonnet needs to come back. There is a particular pattern I want to knit called A Cap for Nessa's Mother by Lisa R. Myers, and I'm actually going to knit this as a Christmas present for someone, but I'll probably have to knit one for myself too. This is a free pattern that I found on Ravelry, and I actually already knit this once some years ago, and the funny thing is I don't even remember doing it, but I did, and only recently found the hat or bonnet. And I'm going to wear that more, but I want more than one. Speaking of stylish, sassy ladies who use string. Okay, I've got to calm down with the alliteration. But today I wanted to share the work of an amazing artist who also happens to be a friend. Toni Graham is the creator behind Time to Weave, and she just recently got started on her journey of posting her work to Instagram, so you should go check her out. I don't know that she has anything available for sale online yet, but do follow her anyway just for inspiration because her tapestry weavings are so cool. And I believe Toni only began weaving, I think, seriously a year ago, and I have just really enjoyed watching her grow. So you can follow her on Instagram at Time to Weave, and that is time.2 and then weave. And of course, as always, I will be sure to link to her in the show notes too. Thank you for letting me spend just a little bit of time with you today. I enjoyed being able to just get cozy and chat a bit about fiber. If you enjoy this show, I hope you'll consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. And if you do that, be sure to leave your Instagram handle so I can check you out and also give you a shout out. You can find me on Instagram at moth_and_rust and at facebook.com/mothandrusthandmade. And never be shy about reaching out to me there. Also, be sure to check out my free video tutorials on YouTube, where you can find me by searching for Moth and Rust DIY. And of course, you can visit my blog, mothandrustdiy.com, where you'll find links to everything I mentioned and probably then some, as well as free tutorials, patterns, and a lot more. Anyway, thank you again for listening. I hope you are well. Please take care, and we will chat again soon. The music used in this podcast episode can be found at freemusicarchive.org. Greensleeves by Howie Mitchell and Charlotte Williams is licensed under an Attribution 3.0 United States license.